This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertleben for Bob Kinzel. Naxalone, often referred to by its brand name Narcan, is a drug that can be used to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. Since 2014, the Vermont Health Department has been giving out the drug for free to people at risk of overdose. And since 2016, an order has allowed pharmacies to sell Narcan to anyone without a prescription. Now nurses at some Vermont schools are also stocking Narcan. And here to talk about that is Lola DeFore of VT Digger. She's been following the story. Hi, Lola.
Hi, Mitch.
Can you remind listeners, first of all, what Naxalone is and how it's used?
So it's an opioid antagonist, and basically what it does is help it reverses – so in an overdose, your central nervous system and is depressed, and what this does is reverse that. So it makes you start breathing correctly again. And there are basically no risks of abuse, right? It doesn't get you high, and there are minimal side effects. So it's often kind of referred to as a miracle drug.
And you've reported that some school nurses are now also stocking Naxalone. Which districts are these? Who made that decision?
So I'm not sure if school boards or districts or administrators decided to do this. The three districts that I know of that have done this is the Montpelier-Roxbury schools, Springfield, and Hartford. It's very possible that other districts have also done this. I talked to Jeff Francis over at the Vermont Superintendents Association, and he said that he had, gotten questions from several superintendents kind of recently, the most recent years, about whether or not to do this. And he doesn't know if they followed up and went ahead and did it. But it's also kind of a growing trend nationwide where you're seeing schools do this.
And before we continue here, Lola, I want to apologize to our listeners. It's Naloxone. I'm sorry. That is the name of the drug. And, of course, it's known by its brand name, Narcan. Naloxone is what we're talking about here.
Right.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, and Naloxone, the drug itself is either injectable, right, via needles, and then Narcan is the brand name for the nasal spray version. So that's yeah.
Oh, so when that's used to reverse an overdose, it's given nasally to someone.
Right, okay. Narcan. Naloxone can also just be injected via needles, but Narcan is the nasal spray version.
Okay. Now, what kind of ages are we talking about here when we're talking about schools? Because I think that might sound alarming to some listeners. I mean, we're talking about elementary schools here, high schools. What kind of level are we talking about?
Yes, I believe that both in Springfield and Montpelier-Roxbury, it was all schools. Now have this in their nurse's office. So the idea – I mean, it's also – this is an acknowledgement that schools are very much part of the community. So the idea is that a lot of people come in and out of schools every day or attend events on school grounds. So it's not just the student populations that they're thinking of, but they're also thinking about the wider community that interacts with the school on a daily basis.
Now, do you know, Lola, if overdoses have occurred at Vermont schools over the past few years?
So we know that – so health data is kind of hard to get on this. According to EMS data – they're very rare. When I asked the health department, they said fewer than five are reported each year, but that the number was not non-zero. So that we have had reported overdoses on school grounds. It would take more digging, and I would have to have them do an analysis that they haven't done yet to figure out where and when. Like, was this a sporting event?
Hmm.
But it seems like based on what data we have, they have happened, but they're exceedingly rare. So a majority of overdoses are happening in people's homes, right, and not in schools. So people should not worry that there's that there have been like a spate of overdoses in Vermont schools recently. And the two districts that I did speak to said that the superintendents there said there had been no reported overdoses at their schools that they knew of during their 10 years and that this was entirely a proactive measure.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. We certainly don't want to alarm anyone that this is happening widespread in schools. But I wonder if the idea then is to have Narcan on hand if an overdose does occur at a school, or perhaps also to use schools as distribution points so that kids can, you know, take home the drug if there's a need for it at their home.
Right. So this was kind of an interesting kind of second discussion that I ended up having when I did this article. So right now, as far as I know, well, in the two districts that I talked to, what they're doing is it's at the nurse's office and it's in case of an emergency on school grounds. And then I talked to the president of the Association of Treatment Providers, who said, you know, that there's value in this, but what would be even more interesting is if we had a model where schools could be a distribution center where students could access Narcan to take home if they have, you know, family members or friends that they're worried about who are misusing opioids.
Is this happening anywhere outside Vermont nationally, other schools stocking this drug?
Yes, a whole lot of other schools nationally are stocking the drug. There are at least two states that have actually mandated this statewide. I haven't heard of any calls to do that here. A lot of school nurses are asking for this. And I think it's part and parcel of this kind of initiative to get Narcan to as many people as possible. Given that we have, an overdose crisis.
Yeah. Is there any have you heard of any kind of pushback at all from any, you know, parents or anybody concerned that these that this is available at the school for any reason?
When I talked to Zach McLaughlin over at Springfield, you know, he mentioned that there had been some pushback that, you know, people were, you know, use kind of the personal responsibility line of argument, or were worried that it would stigmatize the school. And his argument in defense was just, you know, this is one more way I can make sure that my kids are safe, and I'm going to do that. I think it's always difficult to have a conversation about drugs and schools. But I think schools increasingly feel like they have to have that conversation.
No question. And I'm wondering, Lola, in your reporting on this, if, you know, given this life-saving potential that Narcan has, and as you say, it's not a drug itself, it's not addictive, it's just this reversal drug to reverse these effects of an overdose, were you surprised that this hasn't been adapted more widely in Vermont to this point?
Not necessarily, because it hasn't been like the state has targeted naloxone to homes where overdoses are happening, right? Because there haven't been a lot of overdoses in schools, it's not that surprising that there hasn't been a large call for this. I wouldn't say that, you know, it seems like this has been a big oversight. Although a lot of people think it's a good idea.
We'll keep following your reporting on this for certain. Lola DeFore is an education reporter for VT Digger. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Lola.
No problem. Thanks for having me.